Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We will soon go through the celebration of a day which is called Thanksgiving. Most will eat too much, visit with friends and family, take a nap, or maybe watch a little football on TV. And some will even take time to say thanks to the Lord for a few brief moments during the blessing before the feast. The natural religious mind of man is easily satisfied with a few perfunctory prayers which seem so fitting on such a day. All men without exception have tasted of the temporal blessings of God on the earth, and whether they have acknowledged it or not. 10 lepers cried out for healing to the Lord, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." But only one returned to fall at his feet and give him glory. When the Lord ministered on the earth, healing the sick and feeding the multitudes, raising the dead, he had large crowds of people that followed him and clamored to be near him. However, the day came when most of those crowds ceased to pursue him. He turned to the 12 who were left and said, "Will ye also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him with the clear confession of faith, when he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." The men of this world are often temporary and even religious followers of Christ to some extent. Some even perform great feats in his name and give some evidence of being his true disciples. The true sons of God, however, are those who are desperately compelled to worship him without limit, and can find no place of satisfaction in their ability to render due glory and honor unto his most worthy name. One leper returned to give him glory and true thanks for the blessings he had received. He is typical of that remnant which the Lord has reserved for himself in the earth, and is now calling to worship him. The true followers of Christ are thankful for eternal blessings. It is quite common and often merely a matter of conscience for men to thank God for temporal blessings. While this is not to be scoffed at, nor should any man neglect to offer such thanks, yet this type of thanks is but the activity of the natural religious mind and does not require any spiritual illumination. The sons of God are most assuredly thankful for these temporal blessings, knowing that it is from his hand and according to his grace that they have received anything. However, their mind is moved to dwell upon thanks for blessings totally unseen and unknown to the natural man. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Those blessings which they are most desirous of are those which shall not fade away when this world is passed into history. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. God's children are sure that all of their blessings flow from his undeserved favor and mercy, and they do not in any sense feel themselves worthy of such kindness. The true followers of Christ are zealous for his glory and thankful to see him glorified. The delight of the sons of God is to see Jesus Christ exalted. Paul said, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." The sons of God have no confidence in the flesh, and count it as nothing before him who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. They gladly join with all of the saints to sing, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." The true followers of Christ are desirous of manifesting their thankfulness by being conformed to his likeness. Paul said, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." God is so gracious to his children that they cannot help but desire to please him in all things. Their greatest delight will be to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord."
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.